things have not been easy on Lanai the last decade or so, if ever they were. And just the past few years, they've been rolling layoffs during hotel renovations. Things are looking up now, with employment at 3.4%. People are feeling good, and those away are heading home for the weekend. Kei Okamoto is president of the Lanai Community Association, which sponsors the annual Lanai Pineapple Festival.
The pineapple is celebrating the idea of, you know, we were the Pineapple Island, even though we aren't anymore.
What happens, Kei?
We serve pineapple throughout the day. We also have a cooking contest that is run by a former Lanai boy who won one of the road shows on TV's The Food Truck Competition.
Right, Adam Tabora.
And so we do a cooking competition.
Okamoto says Lanai chefs are given specific ingredients and a set time to cook them a la Chopped while the crowd watches them go at it. Health, safety, and cultural booths pop up in Dole Park, Lanai City's handsome central green. Locals sign up for booths sporting homemade handicrafts and treats. Okamoto says there are always 7 or 8 spots to get a full plate dinner.
There are lots and lots of former Lanai residents who return home for the festival. Usually there's at least 3 to 4 class reunions going on at the same time, and they center it around this time since many people are coming. And so families will have family reunions, and so it becomes almost more like an old home week.
All capped by a fireworks display at 9 p.m. Okamoto says, in part, the Pineapple Fest aims to encourage the economy. So Neighbor Island visitors are welcome to come for the weekend or just a day on the Pineapple Isle. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.